Let's talk summer because it is officially here. So we're going to spend as much time talking about, well, farmer markets and camping. And oh, there's a day camp that's available for you, your little one to boot. Our YMCA presenting summer day camps and theme weeks and more. So get out, be active, and take advantage of, exposing our little ones to these out-of-door activities. Emma Bailey, on behalf of our YMCA, our Y Assistant Youth Director, good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning.
Yes, and day camp is in full swing, and I have a feeling these are memorable experiences for the little ones in our lives.
Yes, we've been having a great summer. We just made it halfway through our summer camp session, and we've just been having a lot of fun outside doing activities, playing, making crafts, swimming, going on field trips. It's been a really great time.
Let's spend time here first talking about the YMCA summer day camps. Are they at one particular Y?
No, they are not. They are at all of our locations.
Right. And one could still sign up for a latter summer Y?
They sure can. We have sessions that run until the middle of August.
What ages are we speaking?
5 to 12.
Nice. And is it all week? So if one signs up, do I attend Monday through Friday?
They sure do.
Wow. And how do I, give me an example of, are they at different Ys? If I wanted to be at the downtown Y, could that happen?
Sure. So you can register for any Y that you would like to attend at. Each Y has something special that we like to have that we offer the campers. So I'm from Wolverine, and one of our special features is that we're on 40 acres of land. So we have trails that we're able to go and have fun on. But really, it's most parents choose to go to their local Y.
So check it out. What is the last available day camp time frame?
That would be the week of August 16th.
Great. Not to rush summer, that is for sure. So here we go again. You are doing what? Field trips to fostering creativity to what other goals do you hope to accomplish with your camps?
So we have several different curriculums that we implement into our camps. One of the main ones that we do is character counts. So we have six pillars that we implement into our camp. So we focus on trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. So through everything we do, we try to foster and develop that into our campers.
Are the campers divided? In other words, will a five-year-old sit next to a 12-year-old, or do you have some age range here?
So we all are on the same campus, so we do have five-year-olds who do interact with 12-year-olds, but we do try to be very mindful of who we put together. So we try to keep kids in their right developmental ages, so five-year-olds together, six-year-olds together, and so on.
Yes. Snacks included?
Snacks are included.
And what's your general time frame when we talk day camp?
So camp runs from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Parents are welcome to pick up or drop off at any time.
Is there affordable pricing here?
There is. We work with our families.
And my notes tell me at the Y, good child care is good family care. You want to expand here?
Yeah, so we really believe that providing quality child care to our families will help promote family development.
Yes. More on what you focus on, important life skills. Do you actually work on some reading comprehension?
We do. So we do Reader's Theater through our summer camp. So we really want to make sure that our kids aren't having any gaps from their school year. And so each day at camp, we spend an hour doing things like drop everything and read. We do theater activities. We have the local libraries come in, bring books for our kids to read. We do different activities each day that are fostered around reading retention.
Let's talk about a few of your theme weeks, if you would. Including, looks like, Harry Potter?
Yeah, so July 15th through the 19th will be our Harry Potter week. So all of our theme weeks, we try to put our activities around that theme. So we'll have, like, wand making, or we might have, like, spell slime
making. I thought you said wine making. Wand making.
Wand making, yes. Some of our other weeks that we have are Star Wars week, Around the World week, where we'll learn about like different places in the world, Holiday week, and then we'll finish off our year with Camp Rewind week, throwing it back to all of the favorite activities from camp.
Nice. Who, shall I say, would be an example of your camp counselors?
So Our camp counselors come from all over. We really try to have counselors that have an extensive background in child care, youth development, and have skills. We also spend a long time training our staff. So we do an extensive training week before camp begins, and we go over things like what to do on field trips, general safety and risk management, how to be a productive teacher, how to cultivate an environment that's safe and fun for the kids, project-based learning, and really how to develop character through our program.
Nice. Obviously, I did ask about snacks, but with that long of a day camp, you have some meals involved, it looks like. Healthy meals, probably?
Yes. At some of our locations, we do provide lunch. However, other locations, we do have our kiddos pack their own lunch. But we do provide a morning and afternoon snack, as it's a long day.
And does a parent need to worry about special medications or bug spray or any of the, you want to feel good while summer camp's happening?
So we ask our campers to bring their own bug spray and sunscreen, and we are able to help them with it, but we ask them to bring it. Medications, we are willing to work with families to make sure that all of our kiddos have what they need to be successful and healthy throughout the day.
Are you able to help with those who have a little extra physical challenges?
Yes, we are. So we try to accommodate and work with all families and be inclusive of everyone.
Is there any swimming involved?
Yes. So we swim multiple times per week at our local pools.
Great. How do you determine success? How do you know a child's had a good experience?
I think that success in camp is when a child leaves with a smile and then the next morning they're running in the door ready to go and wanting to know what we're going to be doing at camp.
Yes. Just looking to the future, are there winter camps or fall camps as well, or is summer really the time for camping?
So we do also have seasonal camps. We have a winter break camp, which runs during when school's out of session. And then we also have a spring break camp that we do during the spring break week, and it's very similar to what you would see in our summer camp program.
Awesome. But we are in the thick of summer, and certainly that is happening in our own backyard. So I guess I'll ask, how do we sign up for camp? Because that's the format, correct?
So if you're interested in signing up for camp, you can visit our website at grymca.org, and that will provide you with all the information as well as the link to register. But if you have any other questions, you're more than welcome to call us at 616-855-9622.
Now, if I attend the Harry Potter camp, do I have to bring a Harry Potter, glasses or anything to fit in here?
You do not, but you're more than welcome to if you would like to.
All right. Thank you very much, Emma Bailey, on behalf of your branch, probably your favorite branch, Wolverine, doing great things, Assistant Youth Director of these YMCA summer day camps, offering a great experience to keep your little one having fun all summer long and good memories as well. Thanks, Emma.